ולא היה שום מקום פנוי. There is nothing that called space. There is nothing that called חלל, nothing that called vacuum. Everything was fulfilled. Everything was fulfilled. Do you feel that you can connect to that universe, that beautiful universe that has in it, everything is fulfilled? Because if you're not, then you're still in a body consciousness. And if you're still in a body consciousness, tough. Because the body is here to come and go. Come and go, yes. It's written in the Bible, in the Talmud, that eventually the body will live forever. Eventually. Eventually. When people get into the point that they understand the difference between body and soul. Then the soul will be the boss, and the body will be the servant. So then the soul will tell the body what to do. Then the body will not eat. And then the soul will come to the body and say, body, please eat. I need you to stay alive. And then we feed the body. The soul will feed the body. But that, to get there, I don't think we're there yet, right? I mean, I don't have a feeling we're there yet. Like, I see people in Starbucks, you know, or going to cafe or to dance. Or it's all about the look and how they look and what people think of me. And it's all the body. Hello? Body conscious. That's it. Body. What if people can read your soul and they can see who you are going inside and see you? Say, stink. You're wearing the best perfume, but you stink. Embarrassing, right? All of a sudden, the soul is totally disconnected. But let me tell you, the body, I did all the plastic surgery. I have six pack. I have this. I have that. I eat well. I vegan. All this body, even vegan, right? Sometimes people eat vegan. They think it's spiritual. It's body. All go back to the body. Spirituality has nothing to do. Nothing to do with the body. The body is carrying the soul as part of the challenge. Part of the challenge. Now, what happened in creation as we talk about it? שכאשר עלה ברצונו הפשוט, לברוא העולמות. So when the creator decided to create this world, before us, before Genesis, before Adam and Eve, before God, as we know God, להציל הנאצלים, להוציא אור לאור, so to manifest all the light, זה הייתה סיבת בריאת העולמות. The reason the creation took a place, because the light want to manifest itself. Now, how can light manifest light? If there is everything is light, you don't see anything. You wouldn't see the difference between picture, wall, and podium and me. We are mixed. We are one. It's all one. When do you start to see separation between picture and podium and different thing? When the light say, let me manifest myself in different ways. I will manifest myself as an animal, as a cat, as a dog, as a bird, as a sky, as a water, as a fish, as a human. I will manifest myself in a different way. So we are an exist manifestation of the light. But we are appear according to what we conceal. Yeah, blow your mind. We are appear according to what we conceal. Meaning the reason you appear is that as much you conceal the spark of light in you. You will not be able to appear if you didn't conceal. So every creation around us is a concealment of that original light coming from the endless. That original light coming from the endless, that spark called the soul, your core of being. Now, you want to manifest it, you come to study here, and I hope at home you are doing the same thing and listening and taking note. You want to manifest that part in you, you're allowed. You can go ahead and manifest that part. Or you can go back to your body and say why bad things happen to good people. You can go and talk about it, be in a victim mentality. It might help you. It's a waste of a lifetime, and next lifetime you come with the same question. I hope I don't have to be your teacher again. I mean, I hope I passed my test. You know? Funny, huh? So the idea is to get into a point that we need to understand that that spark of light has to be coming to a manifestation. The question, how is it work? What exactly happened? I mean, we have endless light. We have universe full of chaos. What happened? Tell me the story. You tell me the beginning, perfect, and disaster. How did we end up here? Good. So I'm going to give you the short version, and then Hopefully next week we're going to more cover that. The short version of that, it's a vine az tzimtzemet atzmo ensof. It's a what happened. The light want to give as much as the light want to give. That endless consciousness things want to give and give and give. But the receiver, what we call ensof, there is or ensof and ensof. Ensof mean endless. Or ensof mean light of the endless. So the receiver force decided not to receive that gift. Why? Very simple. That force that called the light, that force that called, if you want to call it the creator, creates something from the same type of DNA of the light, which is only giving. And he asked that force to be a receiving. That receiver said, I can't be a receiver. I just can't. I have to give. So what can you do? Well, I'm not playing that game. I'm stop receiving. So why? Why do you want to do that? צמצם. האור ההוא ונתרחק על צדדי הצבות הנקודה האמצעית. ואז נשאר מקום פנוי. Once that happened, it creates a space for new creation. And that new creation took eventually place, I'm skipping everything, to create this universe as we are. So we are living in that refusing to receive the original blessing that meant to come to us. Why? So we can be the one who give. We want to be the giver because inside of us there is a living soul that want to give all the time. But look at the paradox. Living force of the endless is living inside of us. Many people look and say, I saw the light. What light? It's inside of you. You don't need to look for the light. It's inside of you. Where is the creator? It's inside of you. Still there. Still there. Inside of you. Inside of you. But look, it covers meat, flesh, physicality. So look the embarrassing. We are so much worship this, then worship this. We are busy with how much this one want to receive compared to how much this want to connect. This one want to connect. This one want to receive. Every decision we make is based on the body, unfortunately. Every decision, wedding, money, health, vacation, body. When people become more connected, more spiritual, they know that what happened to them, they start to get bored. Because everything is the same. Not from a point of depression, because everything is the same. Whatever you go to La Jolla, San Diego, or you go to Zimbabwe, it's the same. Because what's the difference? It's still me, the light, connecting to this. That's it. Connect. That's wherever you're going to be. Of course, the environment, if everybody connect together, is very powerful. When you get with a group of people to do it together, nothing is more powerful than that. Nothing is more powerful. How do we relate to the concept of the ends of the container say, I don't want to receive it? It's inbuilt system within us. We cannot help it, unfortunately. It will stay inside of us. The idea is that when we refuse, there is a system within us that refuse to receive that blessing that come into our soul. We are actually doing, you say tzimtzem. Tzimtzem is like contraction. We're contracting ourselves from receiving. We're saying we don't want to receive it. So when a person thinks in a body way, the body itself receives always less. When you think about your body, you think to receive less. When you think about the soul, you think it big. So Kabbalah is teaching us to receive more. To receive more, you need to get into a place that you're thinking from the soul. So what happened exactly in the endless? And I said I will continue with that story more next week. We call it, the Talmud call it, actually it's called Nahima der Sifa. Kabbalah call it Lechem Chesed, merciful bread. The translation is merciful bread. You can call it bread of shame if you want. Meaning the concept that the receiver was embarrassed to receive. Because the receiver was made from what? What was the receiver made from? Same DNA. So because the receiver was made from the same DNA, the receiver couldn't just receive. He meant to receive, but he said, it's not fair, I want to give. Because of that, we came to this world. So every time that you are received in this world, like you meant to receive in the endless, there is a corruption, there is something that's not going to work. But I meant to receive, yes, you meant, but only from your soul. The problem that the soul, because of that, is being captured in prison. The spark of the Creator, the spark of the endless is actually in prison of the body. And that's why every time I let the body control, I lose. And every time I'm aware that there is a soul in me, and I want to connect to that endless, I win. Now, what is going on here? So we call it bread of shame, bread of mercy, whatever you want to name it. Na'ima d'chsifa in Arabic. Meaning that we are here to earn everything. And I'm going to talk more about it next week. How are we earning it? What exactly we're earning it? Remember, everything that you want to work in your life can work. But if you're looking for things to work in a magical way, meaning that you will feel good about it, there's many ways to teach you how to be successful. Everybody can be successful and make money. That's not the question. But can you be happy after you being successful? Most people are not happy. Most people, I'm telling you. Most people who have success are miserable. 99% miserable. They have billions, but they're miserable. They have this, but they have, God forbid, some problem with their son or their daughter or something going to happen. Why? Because their driving force coming from the body. The driving force of the soul is connection. Connection to the light, because you already have it all. It was fulfilled the entire existence. So what am I here for? Well, one thing is overcoming my body, the way the body thinks. And second, to connect to all the fulfillment that exists. Everything, 100%. But by this time, I want to earn it because I had it in the endless. Why would I do it again? Because in the endless, they forced me to receive it. And I was a bad boy or bad girl. And I said, no, I'm not receiving it. Excuse me. I'm not. I'm also the light. I want to give. I said, okay, but it doesn't work. I created to receive. So no, I'm not. So okay, come, go down, deal with the body, which is the lowest level of spirituality. And then while you overcome it, you will earn the light and you're going to back a full cycle to receive like you meant to receive. But this time you will not be ashamed. So this is all a game? It is. This is all a game. But think about it. If we talk about in the endless, there is no time. There's no beginning, no end. That's when it already happened. So what are we experiencing here? What is this? We're teaching a class? What is that? Here in Los Angeles? What's happening? This does not exist. This is a bubble. This is like a bubble outside of the game. Because the beginning of the game and the end of the game happen in the same second. But we are outside of the game, in the middle of earning everything. So once you get the whole point, you're going back to the game. That the beginning and the end is already there. So everything is waiting for you to realize something. It's not waiting for you to do the work. I mean, you think God is sitting there with a watch. Let me see, can make it. This one look good. This soul, I knew it's going to be. But they make God as like a coach. They make God like Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Hindu is looking down. Behave good. Give him some candy. Behave bad. Cut his arm. What is that? What happened to us? When is that we invented the Creator, God, the light, to become a physical human being? It's already over. Over. The beginning and the end happened in less than a second, if we can measure that time. It's over. It's already over. What we're doing here is a almost like a U-turn, like beginning and end is here. We are outside, so we're dealing with, okay, one of my body. That's actually nice. Body is nice, right? Food is nice, right? Sex is good. This is good. This is good. I mean, yeah, but it's nothing. Nothing compared to what the endless is. Because in the endless, you have ultimate receiving, ultimate giving. Everything is ultimate. What we have here, it's a spark of some memory of something. So you got to work on yourself. Is that mean kill the body? No. The body is the most important part of your coming here to this world. Because by overcoming the body need, you overcome it, you win another point. Every time you overcome, I made it. And you look into your body, yeah. You got to stay healthy because I need you to overcome the next level. So you got to keep the body super healthy because the body is the one that you do the work with. So when you do the work, okay, you have to overcome your ego. You have to overcome insult. If the body will not be here, you lost because you're going back as a soul without earning what you meant to earn. So you lost the whole thing. So you need the body all the time with you to do all of it. So you got to take your body everything. You go into a party. You got to get tempted by the wrong thing and tell the body, okay, I'm going to control you this time. You need the body. So the body get tempted by the wrong thing and he's still controlling it. Wow, I made it today. Woo! I was able to do that with the body. If you don't do it with the body, you miss the whole point. Which means after a person dies, there is no test. Nothing going on. Because after a person dies, you know everything. You know the whole truth. Everything from A to Z. You see how illusion it is. Yeah, my God, that's it? That's what it was? There's not even a time. What was I thinking? Because it was only body. Only body. What is the body? Blocking you, disturbing you. You need the body. So you overcome it like a video game. Okay, overcome level one. Very good. Going level two. Woo! Woo, that was tough. Level two. 20 people start to insult you in public. That's hurt a lot. Woo! Woo! You know, and then you go level, man, it's very hard. Very hard. And then connect the soul, overcoming the body. Connect the soul. Am I earning? Now I'm earning. Now I'm earning because the light want to give you more than you want to receive. But if you're only thinking body, you want to receive less. I'm going back to Kabbalah. Kabbalah means to receive. But to receive the original light from the endless, what it meant to me, not to receive your $5 or $5 billion. If your goal is to make $7 billion, go ahead and make it. No problem. But depends where you come from. Are you coming from the body? Coming from your soul. Some people's mission in life is to be super rich. If that's their mission, they will be happy as they make the money, but they wouldn't care for the money. There is people like this. That they make the money just for the fun of it because they know that's their mission. After all, when they turn age 87 or 97 or 120, and they end up with $44 billion, what are they going to do with it? What, a better cemetery? What are they going to do? The money is going to go somewhere. So their mission in the name of the light is to produce enough money. That money is spiritual money. But if all what you want is the money so people recognize you and all this and this and that, you miss the whole point. The body is a necessity for growing into the ends. Next week, I'm going to cover more about Bread of Shame and how to use it. Thank you very much for joining me. God bless. Thank you.